Baby, if you ever wonder if came of me, I'm living on the air in the Lost Galaxy, WKRB. I got tired of unpacking and unpacking, living up and down the dial. Maybe you and I were never meant to be, but please think of Leo once in a while. I'm at WKRB in the Lost Galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's another episode of Ranger Bar Radio's WKRB in the Lost Galaxy. As always, I am your host, Batzilla98, a.k.a. Tyler Tanqueray, a.k.a. Prime Rib Jr., and I'm joined live in the Ranger Bar studio with the man with his hand up the fandom's dress, Slut Ranger.
Hey everyone, it is great to be back.
Yo, 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 we're here to talk about the one, the only Beast Morphers controversial season in many ways. From down to changing ownership of the franchise.
Not to mention the first legit good season in years.
Oh! He's thrown it there right on the table before we've even started.
Gotta lay it all down right away.
Alright, well, what is the first episode on our list? The season premiere.
Yes, the season premiered March 2nd, Beasts Unleashed.
Which, fun premiere, slow in the good way, where we didn't just all get the powers right away. And
yeah, but Chip, I kind of feel like was kind of did that anyway with Dino Charge and Ninja Steel.
Right.
Doing more of a two-part premiere. So even though they did get their powers in this episode, so this was more of a one-part premiere, but it was still very good.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. You had some of the references to previous seasons.
Yeah.
So you knew it wasn't it wasn't in some Dino Charge pocket universe.
Yeah, Mayor Daniels name dropping Rita, Galvanax, and Sledge.
So very, very fun episode. And what did you end up giving it?
I give it a 5.
You have 5? Wow. Yeah, you know, I think I would say the same thing. It was definitely a 5-er premiere for me.
I mean, as far as Chip Lynn premieres go, this was the best one since Time Force.
Wow.
Pretty much. Although, yeah, Dino Charge is a close second, though, but this was essentially really legit good, not just, you know, Neo Saban level good.
Ooh. Throwing that shade out there. No,
And the Enmore fighting too was great. Like seeing our team before they even became Rangers.
Yeah, well, they're trained at Grid Battle Force, one of the greatest VR systems ever. But I don't think we'll ever see, actually.
I mean, yeah, a lot of it kind of reminded me of SPD. Oh, like, yeah, the base and sort of how the Rangers kind of are a little bit like B Squad.
Yeah, definitely had an SPD vibe in a good way. I got a little bit of Lost Galaxy feel, the commander, a little bit, in a good way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fun premiere. And then the...
I mean, you gotta compare it to RPM as well, since... another computer virus.
Yeah. And then you could even compare it to VR Troopers a little bit.
Yeah.
If we want to... We can compare everything to everything. So...
And I mean, I thought it was cool how, you know, the evil Blaze and Roxy avatars were created.
Yeah, they are definitely some of the most unique villains that we've had in a while, and fun it kind of bothers me when they like glitch out, but I guess it's kind of supposed to and let you know that it's the avatar.
Yeah,
but it weirds me out. It's probably a personal thing. Yeah, they are, it's weird that we have, like, two Rangers in a coma, essentially, like, for an entire season. I mean, I guess it's not the first time a Ranger's been in a coma, but we know about it. Or it's not just for one episode. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily would have preferred just Blazing Roxy just straight being evil than to be avatars.
No, it's cool. I like the idea of it. Like it's just weird that we're gonna have these two that are in a coma, essentially, and we're gonna like come and like talk to them while they're in these alien pods. So, off the Nostromo. But yeah, no, that's what makes it fun. So, it's just unique in Power Rangers, I feel like, to have that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Especially on screen. We don't have a lot of that sort of... That's like something you'd get in like a more of a medical drama. And like a soap opera thing, like, oh, come talk to someone while they're in a coma.
And we see the Riptide Gym for the first time as well. It kind of reminds me of Ninja Storm.
Yeah. We've got a lot of locations. You know, Grid Battle Force, we got the gym.
Yeah.
There's
the cyber dimension.
The cyber dimension. Some other places in episodes that they come back to a lot. I don't know. And Grid Battle Force always seems pretty large to me. They always do a good job of using the hallways and stuff. So.
Definitely, yeah. A lot like, SPD. And some of, like, the classic era when, you know, you'd have those big sets.
Yeah. And I love the... I love the cockpits, too.
Yeah. No more original cockpits. Well, they do have original ones, but they're exact duplicate of the GoBusters. So when they need to do their own.
Yeah, well, it's a nice change up from everybody standing up and doing moves in the cockpit together to having like these cool little unique cockpits all their own that use their animal heads.
And I mean, they do have the blaster as an original finisher, but that's, you know, way better than the past couple of years.
There hasn't really been a memorable finisher that I can think of in a while. Even though the finisher that he does is pretty ridiculous, but it's fun.
I was like the fact that the helmet changes to a cheetah.
Yeah. No, I love it. But the fact that he summons the gun to fire so the Zord can swing the sword, it's so weird to me.
At least it's Quicklow.
Yeah. But yeah, I do love when he's like just the look of him in the cockpit and his helmet changes down to the cheetah mode like that. That to me is great. I will watch that all day. So,
this episode also premiered when we were in Branson.
Oh, yes. Golly. What a...
So I'm glad we were able to catch it.
It was a beautiful, beautiful trip.
Of course, it was cold.
It was very cold, but we bundled you up.
A lot of things weren't open.
Oh, well, we still did get to do plenty of things.
Yeah.
And barely had enough time for that. But don't worry, Branson, we'll be back. So what was the name of the second episode?
Evox's Revenge.
And I feel like this episode kind of bleeds together with the first one for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's really just a two-parter.
And this is where we get our first Megazord battle.
Which, pretty good Megazord footage, I would say. Not all of it's perfect from my end, but most of it's pretty cool. I like Yellow's Zord footage a lot.
What I kind of like is, you know, how things are different, so the Gigadrone can be summoned before the Robotron is destroyed. So it can make for some kind of good fight scenes if, you know, you have the Rangers fighting the monster of the day and then the Zord battle starts. So kind of two going on at the same time.
Yeah.
But you kind of see, because they definitely use, you know, Devin and his Zord gets used a lot solo.
Yeah. I like the Zord battles this season, I will say. I'm trying to think of other seasons recently that I like their Zord battles. But I want to say Dino Charge, but only sometimes. But I guess that's how it goes usually.
Yeah, Taylor Charles is alright.
I think I'm just over Zord battles in general in my old age. But I definitely liked the Zord battle in Beast Morphers. I like having the little Zord characters, whatever, the Beast Bots.
Yeah. Even though, yeah.
They don't get used much, but yeah, they're fun.
You got, yeah, Kelson Henderson voicing Cruz.
Of course. He's got a family to feed, okay?
Yeah, yeah. This is when we meet Scrozzle. He's a new original villain.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he wasn't in GoBusters.
Interesting. I did not know that. Which one's Scrozzle again?
Like, sort of, sort of looks robotic. And always controls, yeah, the computer console in the cyber dimension.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, he's completely, completely American, or?
Yeah.
Wow. He looks almost kind of Asian. Like, his robotic face. I mean, yeah, that's not racist or anything. I just...
Yeah.
Alright. Crazy. I would figure just, I don't know, they use some costume and... We're gonna use footage of him later.
But, yeah. Bebox trapped in the... Still trapped, making demands.
Yeah.
Again, yeah, kind of a Vengix vibe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Except, I think Vengix was, you know, a Beetleborg, and then he got...
No, first he was the Tower.
Yeah. Yes. Cass, Cybernetic Access Structure. And then he was Shadow Borg. As a part of the Machine Empire. And, then he was Vengix stuck in a one light tube. RPM. Better watch out, you bad boys. RPM. Let's get dangerous. The world has ended. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Scrozzle? Any other interesting facts about his life? Where he comes from?
Well, he doesn't have a figure.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's what the fans have been saying for a while. Even, yeah, Evox has one. Vargoyle. Who we don't see for much later in the season.
I haven't seen Evox's figure. Is that like, is it like the snake form, or is it like once he comes out?
Yeah, once he comes out, the snake body, which only lasts for like, yeah,
That would be
like
cool.
Like half an episode.
Of virtual reality. Virtual reality Evox figure. Lightning League. Collectible. Booyah.
I mean, I like how sort of like Tronic is sort of like the naming theme. It's like the foot soldiers are Tronics. You got my like Gigatrons, Robotrons.
You like that? It sounds confusing to me.
And so, yeah. But like, yeah, when the Giga Drone is uploaded, then it's sort of the Robotron kind of morphs into it. So the Giga Drone has like its weapons and stuff, and kind of resembles the monster of the day.
Okay.
Regardless, if they were like defeated. So, yeah, I think it's cool.
No, yeah. I like that aspect of it. The naming is what... It's too much for me to handle. Oh.
So I would give this a 4.
You gave it a 4? What knocked it down for you from the first episode? Because you were so slamming on that 5.
Yeah, but it's hard on a... For me, it wasn't quite as good as the premiere.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it still isn't RPM.
Yeah.
Anything which, you know, was definitely getting a lot of 5, so... I would say, you know, a very solid 4, but not just one of the absolute best.
Okay. I guess on that aspect, I could agree with you. Yeah. It did. I guess it, yeah. All right. Wow. That was so poignant. Beautiful. I'm going to cry.
Plus, yeah. Plus, we still have Ben and Betty. Which kind of another Victor and Monty.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as terrible, I feel like, as Victor and Monty, which I didn't hate.
No.
Victor and Monty. I hate the way their comedy pieces are made.
Well, and I like the fact that they're way more involved in like episode plots.
Yeah.
Like they're not separated.
Well, yeah, it's not like a Bulk and Spike situation where you're just like, this is so weird.
But there's definitely a couple of times where, you know, it's just pure slapstick.
Oh, yeah. It's... Yeah. I don't... I've said this before. Old record about how I... don't see the need to waste the money to make all these elaborate comedy bits. Like, the comedy doesn't need these, like, crazy, outrageous things to happen. But, whatever. We'll see. Maybe it's just they got so much money now, they... do whatever they want. Which, so I think I know what episode is up next for number 3, right?
End of the Road.
End of the Road. And this
This is when we kind of started to go back to feeling too much like Neo Saban.
It was like, I watched this episode and I was like, oh man, they've done it to me again. They've fucking given me a great premiere, and then I'm gonna fucking eat shit the rest of the fucking season with this fucking episode. Oh my god. I cannot express. I'll let you start with this episode. Because... What is this episode about?
This is when Mayor Daniels is gonna like put in a new highway.
Yeah.
And, like, tear down a bunch of trees.
And Yellow Ranger is gonna wants to help stop it.
Yeah.
And so her idea is, I'm going to start a bike share program.
And which just initially, you know, sounds very relevant.
Yes.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah,
for
cool.
2019, you know, because bike shares are definitely a thing.
True, true. But then it goes downhill when they're like, oh, we're going to power them with Morph X.
And as we'll see, explodes very easily too.
What? We're gonna put everybody in the city in a bike filled with the stuff that the villains are desperately trying to get?
Yes.
Oh. And then we get her catchphrase. I don't run away from big problems, I solve them. Which,
yeah,
they'll probably write on her gravestone for when she dies, if she's lucky.
And you know, I went into this like really confident that I was gonna like Yellow Ranger's episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work out.
Yep,
so well.
You were pretty excited, a little too excited, some would say, and yeah, that was real disappointing.
And I mean, having the Rangers and the Beastbots actually go into the forest and try to save the...
Yeah, we're going to take the animals out one by one. What? Oh, okay, thank you. Here, somebody grab this raccoon.
Better grab this beetle. And the lizard.
Oh, this is... I feel like, yeah, this episode, like, broke my heart because I thought, like, the rest of the season was gonna be this terrible. I think this might be the worst episode of the season. Really, I don't... There might be another one we come across as we go across this list here, but... this one had me, like, heartbroken because I was like, oh my god, they've tricked me. They've done it again. I've been bamboozled. But this is the problem that I had with, like, episodes of Ninja Steel, where it was like, oh, we're trying to do a fresh young plot, but it's like, oh, it's like written by your grandparents, so they don't know what they're talking about. So, yeah.
This episode was also when Needletron was created by infecting a bicycle pump.
Yes, which that is a cool...
Which I thought made no sense, but...
the monster looks cool.
But, you know, you'd think you'd have a bike monster.
You would think, why would you create a weapon out of a bike? or bipedal at all. Like, oh man, let's go find a gun and create a monster out of that. But no, a bike needle bump. I mean, we've had a bike monster before, haven't we? It's time for the bike needle pump to have its day.
And this episode was also when we get the Mort sequence for the first time.
Oh, which again, of all of them together, right?
Yeah. Which again looks just like, you know, Ninja Steel and Dino Charge.
Yeah.
Something's not changing.
Yeah, they mostly instamorph, though, I feel like, a lot.
Kind of, but pretty much every episode has, like, the big...
Yeah.
The big group.
Haven't had a morph in a while that's been, like, real wow. Who was the last wow morph that wowed you?
Dino Thunder and SPD were cool.
Yeah.
But that was back when, you know, it wasn't really the actor.
Right.
It was the stop person doing a flip or something.
Yeah, I was going to say Trent's the last one, I think.
Trent was cool.
Really cool one.
Jungle Fury was cool. That was always colorful.
And like Samurai kind of had an okay morph, but yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah. Samurai was kind of stupid, though, because they added the part with, like, the face mask.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah. Which, again, wasn't the actor.
I don't give a shit. I can't tell that shit.
But, yeah.
Yeah. The only problem for me with that is that they didn't do it outside of the suit ever.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. What?
And the other thing I thought was cool about Beast Morphers is that I do like the sort of the music mix they do.
Yeah. The music is very good. A little sort of throwbacky, that. But new.
Yeah, very kind of MMPR, but not too much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that especially like towards the end of Ninja Steel, they were, you know, trying different things and really going for, like, the MMPR ripoff, but...
Yeah. It's true.
But yeah.
We're never going to let go. Maybe Hasbro will. Unlikely. But, anyways.
We got the bike chase scene, too. In this case.
Yeah. And we got, what's their faces on the their double bike?
Yeah, Ben and Betty.
Ben and Betty.
I think this is really the first time we see Roxy in her sort of evil Yellow Ranger form. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And we pretty much have talked all year about how much, like, we enjoy the performance. Yeah, Liana.
Yeah, she's really great. Blaze is, too. I like him as well. Yeah. They both play good bad guys. They've both been...
And what's cool about... What I like about Blaze as well is that, you know, it's an original idea to have that suit used. Because in GoBusters, it wasn't really used until, like, towards the end. So to have him around as an evil ranger is pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, I like their unmorphed suits are cool. Their morphed monster form, whatever you want to call it. Name that I'm not missing. I'm glad that they're not like the Psycho Rangers, where it's like when they grow big, they just turn to weird monsters.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And, yeah. Anything else from this episode that I should really need to know before I...
So Mayor Daniels, you know, doesn't build the road. Forest is saved.
Even though we just had a monster attack.
And Zoe's mom is the news reporter. We find out.
Ah, yes. Which is a nice little bit of world building.
Yeah. Looks like how, yeah, Commander Shaw is Robbie's mom.
Right.
It's actually having moms in Power Rangers again.
And they're all well connected.
It's kind of making up for the past couple years.
So this episode, what did you give it?
I'll give it a 3.
A 3, he says. A 3. Wow. I'm gonna go with a 1.
Wow.
This episode is fucking terrible. It's not only the worst episode of Beast Morphers so far, it is literally, in my opinion, one of the worst episodes of Power Rangers of all time.
Wow.
This third episode after a really, really, really good premiere, you know, two-parter, essentially. I know that wasn't listed as such, but,
yeah.
I mean, really. This episode just made the whole series look stupid in one fail swoop. I could see, just hundreds of kids, getting psyched for the show and then seeing that third episode and being like, what the fuck? They're gonna put the bomb juice in bikes? All around the city? What? And then we're gonna save this forest by taking the animals out one by one? What are we, 2 years old? No, this is not a real thing. Oh. And, yeah. All the hype for... You didn't help hyping up Yellow Ranger. And then her first episode is like... Ay, ay, ay. Woof. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm going to give it a 1. So, yeah, let's see, what's next on the old list there, buddy boy?
The next one is Digital Deception.
Digital Deception. Ooh, ooh. Now.
And this is the one where Evil Roxy remembers that she still has all of good Roxy's memories and tricks Ravi into thinking she wants to be good.
Yes.
And it's Valentine's Day. And of course, last time there was a Valentine's Day episode was one of the best episodes of Ninja Steel.
And which episode was that?
It was Love Stings.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
What happened in that episode? I don't remember. Do you?
That was the one where Preston likes a girl. And then he thinks she got zapped by the monster of a day, which was
the one
with like the arrows.
Oh yeah, you know what? That you're right. That was a pretty good episode. Not as good as this fucking episode though. Not even in the same league as this episode. Sorry, I after coming off the shitstorm that was freaking the bike episode, this episode is like, oh, okay, this series might be redeeming itself, because this was super fun.
Yeah,
like use of the plot and the characters and what's going on, and not just ignoring everything going on and being like, all right, let's fight monsters. And
yeah, you know, it was great. Yeah, great focus on the Robbie Roxy relationship and seeing him, you know, visit the pod.
Yep. I love you, baby. It's me, Robbie.
You get like, you know, that nice flashback.
Yep. All perfect. Yeah. Roxy, I felt this could have been a two-parter easily.
Roxy has Ravi go to Nate's lab to get the neural aligner, which I don't know, I thought kind of he got a little too easily.
Yeah, it was
again, he was really suckered into.
Yeah, he really, for the guy that's supposed to be like, oh, we're not gonna date, well, because I don't want to break any rules.
Yeah,
sure, really was quick to be like, all right, yeah, I'll give this over. I don't think we've talked about Nate at all, have we?
No, not yet.
Yes. Little kid genius on the science squad for Grid Battle Force.
Junior Dr. K.
Wannabe.
Which again, yeah. A bit like RPM. At least he didn't create Evox though.
This is the universe where RPM isn't the last season of Power Rangers.
Well,
Vengix wins.
And we know supposedly Dr. K is going to appear in the upcoming season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With
Colonel Truman.
Oh my gosh, what are they going to do? Please bring RPM back to us.
And one of the things the fans have been kind of saying all year as well is the guy who voices Evox, Randall Ewing, there's like nothing about him. So everyone's been saying like, you know, well, is it the Vengix voice actor?
There's nothing about this New Zealand voice actor for one monster. How dare there? It must be a conspiracy.
So is Evox really Vengix?
Oh wow. See, that could be That could be kinda cool.
So we'll see. I mean, the third episode is the 900th episode.
Of the new season.
Yeah. Or this could be, you know, related to the dino team-up that we're getting.
We're getting a dino team-up and Okay. So the Dr. K thing is separate?
Presumably. We really have no idea, just that.
I would think it would be the same, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it could all be part of the team up.
Which would be cool. Anyways. This was a fun episode.
So I would give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4. Just like you. Little copycat.
And the next one, taking care of business.
Taking care of business. Now, which one was this?
Devin has a job at Sudsy's Car Wash.
Ah, yes.
And kind of Super Mario with the overalls and red shirt.
And
his dad, Mayor Daniels, who does not know that he is a ranger.
And for some reason, we can't tell him, even though Mayor Daniels is involved in, like, high-level shit going down. And what's the fucking name of this town again? Oceanic Waterfront Seafort?
Coral Harbor.
Coral Harbor, Reefside.
Ocean Bluff. Blue Bay Harbor.
Oh my god.
And what I liked about this one was just, you know, Devin facing consequences for, you know, running away from the job and disappearing.
Well, yeah. This
ranger stuff.
It would work if if there was a real reason that he needed this job, but like the whole reason he needs this job is not real because he already has a job. His dad should have been be informed of it, and the fact that that even Grid Battle Force would allow him to get another job while he's on call like this. They'd be like, no, you're ready to go when we want you. So the whole episode has problems for me. So, but it was comedic. Sudsy.
Yeah.
The fact that that's his name. So, because noticeably the commander is absent, I feel like.
Yeah. And what I kind of liked about this one was we see Steel's head in Nate's lab. So this was kind of the start of the foreshadowing of that. Not to mention, you know, Nate wishing he had a brother.
Oh, yes. Is this the beginning of that? Wishing, because I don't have... I mean, you guys are like family, but not... You guys all have real families.
I know, yeah. It's mentioned a couple of times. So, I mean, I kind of like the fact that they kind of, you know, foreshadowed that a couple times. Just having, you know, Steel's head just randomly in the scene.
Yeah. No, that's... I love it. I love that little boy genius. He's so cute. Just want to pinch his cheeks. And, yeah. Sorry you grew up in a lab, kid. We're gonna get you some parents. I mean, a brother.
So I'd give this one a 4.
4. I can't do it. Part of me wants to do a 2, but that's really cutting it too hard. So I'm just going to say 3. This plot would work if, like, Devin was, like, needed money and was, like, poor and lived on, you know, the streets, or needed, you know, to make his house payment or something, but he has no reason to do that. And to, I get he wants to impress his father, but you just started wrong time to care about that now. Just tell him you're a ranger. So yeah, I'm going to give this episode a 3. Wasn't,
All right.
I didn't hate it, but it didn't make sense. So what's next up?
Next is Hangar Heist.
Hangar Heist.
And this is the one where they actually form the Megazord for the first time.
Oh.
Which I thought was cool, because this is actually one of the latest ever. I think this... almost is like Lost Galaxy for, like, the latest Megazord debut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Remember, yeah, it was pretty late in...
Yeah, no, I...
season as well.
I remember. Well, this, yeah, I felt like this was a really paced well first couple episodes. Like, I mean... besides how much I hated the plot of 3 and everything, it was still like stuff was moving forward.
Yeah.
But
so I thought it was cool, you know, having an episode kind of centered around Nate getting the technical aspects of the Megazord together.
Right.
Although I thought what kind of spoiled it though was like having the simulation and like Devin kind of not on the same page as the others during it. the conflict that had.
Yeah, it's... he seems so genuine and like with the team most of the time, and then they have these weird moments where he's upset about something. But this is a darn fine episode. I like when we take our time and have our Zords apart. Don't need to bring them together so quick. It diminishes the power of the Megazord. That's been my biggest complaint going back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So that I don't think that's ever gonna change. You're just gonna hear me saying that till I die. So
I feel like I'd probably give this a 3.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but not really. You know, the most memorable of the season.
Yeah. I really honestly can barely remember it myself. You know what the monster was? Something made out of a skateboard, perhaps?
The monster was the Meltatron.
Yep.
The Meltatron and the Meltadrone.
Not memorable. Yeah, I think I'll have to go with you with...
And it was cool, because this is when, like, Scrozzle takes, like, a bunch of Ranger stuff. They, like, raid the hangar. And we see, like, Steel's head among all the stuff.
I can tell someone's got a crush. All right. So, yeah, I think I'll go. I give this episode a 3 as well. I feel like overall with the season, it was a nice episode, but wasn't like...
Yeah.
As far as, like, I don't know, Megazord, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Maybe I just
don't like Nate.
The next one, A Friend Indeed. This is that Beastbots episode. Where we really see them get focused for the first time.
And is this the one where No. I'm confusing it with a different Beastbot episode.
This is kind of the one where they kind of are disagreeing with them.
And then they, like, come back and help them.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like, oh, you cared for me the whole time. You're really what's doing what was in my best interest.
And yeah, we see Jack's feelings are hurt.
Aww. Wait, who's Jack?
Jack's the rabbit.
Oh, Jax. Huh.
Yeah. So again, I thought this was just okay. Like, I know some people, like, loved the focus the Beastbots got here, but...
Well, it's about time they got some focus, but yeah, it necessarily wasn't... I don't know. It's just weird, like, all of a sudden this episode where it's like, oh, they all have these different problems and the Beastbots are going to magically all solve them all at once. You know what I mean? Yeah. I definitely feel like the Beastbots have been underused, especially for how cool they look. I'd love to see them in, like, fights. like that big ass gorilla, like not Zord mode, just like taking out some baddies.
Yeah.
Like that would be epic.
And you know, at the end we see the Rangers have a surprise party for the Beastbots.
Yeah. Beastbot foot soldier battle. I'm all about that life, boy. You know what I'm saying? Beastbot for life.
So I would give this a 3.
Wow, you know what? I think I'm gonna agree with you, boy. I'm gonna give it a 3, man. We ain't agreeing on this season, except for episode 3. I don't even think you've ever given a 1 in your life.
Oh, I have. There's episodes here and there over the years that I've gotten.
Yeah? Tell me, please.
Like, Trickster Treat and Samurai. That's a 1.
Oh. That's the Halloween episode, right?
Yeah. But used, like, absolutely no. The entire thing was stock footage.
Oh, that's... that's a way to upset you.
A lot of Shinkenger.
Don't give this man stock footage. He will bump your episode number down, down, down. Alright. Since we agreed on that episode, maybe we'll agree on this next episode. Is it possible?
Yes, the Cybergate opens, the mid-season finale.
Ooh. Yes. Now this.
So this is when, Nate is out in the forest capturing bugs.
Scanning DNA.
Of a mantis.
Alluding to something.
Like the rhino beetle.
He needs to be using the buddy system.
Yeah, he gets captured. They have him make the robot body. Which, what bothered me was how quickly that happened. Like, within, you know, one act. Suddenly, you know, what would become Steel's body is there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's something they had been alluding to for a while, though. So it's something he'd obviously been working on. So there is some build-up to this.
But just, yeah. Have the body done that quickly, it was...
And he's got Scrozzle's help. And Scrozzle seems to be pretty handy. From, what it seems like to be.
And so, the Evox has the Cybergate build, which he'll be able to use and enter the body.
Which... I thought was a really cool scene. The whole Evox coming out of the portal and trying to get into the body. Nate stopping him. Everything was... I thought was a really cool sequence.
Yeah.
and definitely had a nice big episode too before the break.
Yeah.
It felt, you know, felt epic. It wasn't like just some random episode where they fought a monster about flowers, you know, or something. It was like, oh, here's something to wet your nipples before we go on break, boys.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wish they had ended more of a cliffhanger. Just of how quickly Nate was able to morph.
Yeah.
And then right behind him, you know, the robot body becomes Steel and the Silver Ranger.
Yeah. Too many Rangers at once for you.
Well, and also, like, Steel has the best attitude. I am amazing.
Yes, I a little bit Robo Knight, a little bit Red Bot, and we got Steel.
Now I want to count Red Bot.
Why can't you count Red Bot?
Way better than Red Bot.
But he's still got elements of Red Bot.
Yeah.
Like, they're both, he's totally like, you know, the best friend brother thing that Red Bot was trying to be.
And of course they'll remind you a million times that they're brothers.
Everybody's just like, okay, Nate, sure you guys are, like, they like probably, he probably just made up that whole DNA thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that, yeah,
I don't know, it's unique. I mean, what's Gem and Gemma were the last two Rangers, like, Rangers just introduced like that on an episode at once. Like,
yeah, Evox, you know, can't re-enter and use Steel's body because he's partially human.
Yes, but the Rangers weren't there for that, so you could just making it up because he wants a brother so bad.
Well, he kind of tells them anyway.
No, I know. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, he's lying. Like, he thinks that they're lying to them. Because he's, I just want a brother. All right. What did you give this episode?
I think I'll have to give it a 3.
Oh, wow. A 3. Just too quick for you, huh?
Like, I kind of wish we had a little bit more of a build-up for, you know, Nate and Steel becoming Rangers. Like, I don't know. I was kind of over, like, you know, having the sixth Ranger morph, like, right at the mid-season break.
Alright, I can see what you say there. I'm gonna go ahead and give this episode a 5.
Wow.
Yeah. This just, I don't know, it, for an episode going on to the break, like, it had, there was a lot of, like, big original action set pieces. Like, the drama was there. Like, Steel is fucking cool. Yeah, just the way it happened, I feel like, was totally original. Like, we It was kind of like a little bit Iron Man-ish, a little. Yeah, I just think it was a super fun episode. Just the whole, like, Evox coming out of the computer, like, trying to get into his body, like, I thought looked amazing. Yeah. Super, super cool episode. And, I think it was fun. I think they wanted to get the, the Steel and Nate relationship started.
Yeah.
And, I wonder if they're gonna make him full human eventually, you think? Will Gene slam him with some,
We'll see.
Well, we got two episodes left here before we end and go to part two.
Yeah.
What's the next one on the list there, buddy boy?
Silver Sacrifice.
Silver
Sacrifice. Not to be confused with that Power Rangers in Space episode.
By the same name, right?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I was like, man, I could have sworn that was a Power Rangers in Space episode. Yeah. Wow, you think somebody looks that kind of stuff up?
Nah, it's been too long now.
It's been too long, we don't care. I have episodes named the same.
But this, I thought, was kind of a lot better. Like, I really liked how...
Wow.
You know, Evox had the Cybergate rebuilt to try again. Like, I thought this was a great way to return from... the break.
Steel. I think once again proved to be awesome as he states the best at everything.
Yeah.
So I'm actually I definitely great return episode. I'm trying to think of like it's almost, you know, just the continuation of the last episode, really.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Just, you know, introducing more Steel and Nate together, get to see Evox like blow up Roxy and Blaze, doesn't he, when he's like trying to reopen the Cybergate again?
Oh yeah, kinda, but they don't go anywhere really.
Well, I know, they just get exploded. It was a moment that I liked. That was good.
Yeah, this is the one where General Burke doesn't really think Steel is necessary. And would rather, you know, have him put away.
Oh, right, because they're worried that they can take control of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which... yeah. He is human.
And so, yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool that, you know, Steel is willing to sacrifice himself. And then, you know.
General Oh, right. Decides, proves that he's a real person.
That he's a, yeah, valuable asset.
I feel like he had already proved it before that. But yeah. It's good to know that's what it takes with you.
It's kind of funny, like, having such, like, a wacky general, too. Because, you know, General Burke is Ben and Betty's dad.
Yeah, he's a... he's a little goofy, but thankfully he doesn't get as goofy as them.
Yeah.
Like, he's they keep him like an actual real person, unlike Ben and Betty. Over Act Central. But it's okay. It's all right. Benny, Benny tonight.
So I would give this a 5.
Wow, a 5. The last episode got a 3. It's because they allude to this thing for 5 episodes and it's not enough for you. But, all right. I'm gonna have to give this episode a 4.
All right.
Just because for me the whole thing of, oh, we're gonna shut Steel down and like not have him be a person, it's like, why would they even think that? Like, I mean, I guess I could see the danger that, oh, he could still be controlled by Evox or whatever, but Nate built him, like, he would know what's going on, essentially. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, fuck it, I'll give it a 5.
Wow, all right.
I don't, not as high episode, I like the last episode better. Than this one, personally. I don't know what it was. But.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, so what's the next one?
Thrills and Drills.
Is this the last one on our... is this number 10 or 11?
Number 10.
Number 10, so we got one more. Alright.
This is the one where... Ravi has the toothache, but doesn't go to the dentist.
Ah. So this was kind of a funny episode.
Yeah.
Like, actually,
genuinely funny.
Yeah, a genuinely funny Power Ranger episode, which is definitely not something that happens very often.
Like when, yeah. Ravi, Ben, and Betty are at the dentist and they see like the silhouette. It looks like the guy with the giant drill.
And it's actually some guy working
on
a cabinet or whatever. Yeah, that bit was really well done. Yeah. I will It was good because it seemed like it's like a legit fear that people have, and a legit fear that even someone in his position would have. It's not like when they frickin' made Yellow Ranger last year, like, oh, I'm scared to drive cars, even though he's a mechanic and he drives a Zord. It's like, what? It's this doesn't make any sense at all. Like, very well done. I thought, it was funny.
Yeah.
In a good Power Ranger way. And, but it also didn't make him look dumb. Like, he still looked like a real person who had legit fears.
Nate has arachnophobia. This is the one where, like, Zoe, like, makes a comment about how it's, like, you know, like, having fears is only human. And immediately looks at Steel.
Oh, like, she's throwing him some shade, like, you're not real.
It was, so that was, you know, just one of the best comedic moments. Which, you know, they really don't do much of anymore.
Oh, wow. How are you gonna eat, Rico? You don't have a mouth. So, yeah, cool. How's it going out there? Feeling good?
Yeah, so I'd give this a 4.
A 4. Yeah. I will agree with you on there. Wow. The season of agreements. Yep, I will commend the comedy gods on that episode. Alright! Up next, what do we have?
Up next, Tools of the Betrayed.
Tools of the Betrayed. And refresh my memory, what happened in this one, dear man?
Let's see, what did happen in this one?
He doesn't even know.
This is the one where, like, they install the Gigatron detectors.
Ah.
And then they think that Ben and Betty mess up.
Yes. Yes. I remember. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. It was quite an episode. There were things that we said we'd never do again, but then they always seemed right. It was, yeah. I remember there being a cool fight in it, I want to say. But, this is what happens, when you're old kids. You just can't remember what happens anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. This was good. I feel like this is just one of the ones I don't really have much to say about it.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's a pretty generic Power Ranger episode where you're kind of wondering why we need to set up these things. Like, we can't detect these things already? Like, that's where I was at with it when I watched it. Like, I didn't know we couldn't detect these things. I thought they were always warned, like, oh, there's an attack on the city or whatever. I guess that, oh, we just have to wait for violence, I guess, is the problem when we're trying to stop it before the violence begins, I guess.
Oh, yeah, this was also the second episode of Blazing Roxy trying to use the data chips to take the...
Ah, yes, the data chips.
Yeah, the Ranger's powers by attaching it to the monster.
Interesting little gimmick. That's, you know, cute little villain stuff to be doing. I like it. I like it when the powers are earned. It feels right. You know what I mean? If you know what I mean.
This is the one that had Devin's virtual reality.
Oh.
His headset.
That they broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. From surfing and then the shark comes, right?
Yeah. And so yeah. He tries to, yeah, cover for them.
Yeah. Hokey. (clears throat) Yeah, that's like something you would like the virtual reality system. They had that in like that's like season one MMPR right there. Like that's something like Billy would make. Like this is supposed to be Grid Battle Force. I think Devin being impressed with this lazy sauce. Virtual reality system. I don't know. It was goofy. Especially since kids today now actually have virtual reality systems that, you know, look way better than what they were doing there.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go on a limb and, yeah, I'm going to give this episode a 2.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably being harsh, but me, I mean, thinking about it, can barely remember it. Most of the plot revolves around Ben and Betty. The virtual reality system thing was just goofy and cheeseball, as I'll get out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'd probably give it a 3.
I figured you would, so I went with the 2. Gotta hit him where it hurts. Can't be giving out all good grades when I'm throwing out all these 5s. Alright, so, which brings us to the last episode we're talking about for this episode. And then, people can tune in to part 2 and hear all the exciting and different interesting opinions we have about the next batch of episodes of Power Rangers Beast Morphers. I know you can hardly wait.
Yeah, so now we have Real Steel.
Ah, yes. A Steel Focus episode.
Yeah.
Shocking. And what's his problem?
You know, that Steel wants to do, you know, a bunch of activities, but...
Oh, yeah, Nate's a bitch and won't do it. I'm just kidding. I love Nate. He's so cute. He's adorable. Yep, his brother's just holding him down. He needs to fly.
So, yeah, this one was good.
Yeah, I, Steel's, you know... I feel like, honestly, the coolest character since... Gold Ranger and Dino Charge. Yeah, yeah, coolest Ranger since,
yeah.
Since, the Ranger, I can't remember his name, the Gold Ranger and Dino Charge, Sir Lancelot.
Ivan.
Yes. Ivan. Gosh, I'm so sorry, Ivan. I love you. You were the coolest Ranger since Steel, so you guys should do a team-up episode. So, yeah, I'll give this episode a solid 4. Because,
yeah. I think it was mostly, you know, like, Nate
being so whiny.
Yeah, Nate and Steel kind of, you know, seeing eye to eye.
Right. There was nothing wrong with the episode.
Yeah.
It was yeah, it just wasn't, it wasn't great, which is what so many of these episodes are. So it's like when you get to one, it's like, oh yeah, it was like a, it was a fine fun little episode of Power Rangers, little showing the differences between Steel and Nate, and how Steel is way cooler than Nate is. And he's just gonna have to get used to that, you know? Happens with brothers all the time. My poor brother been a loser all his life. So, yeah. No? And then nothing from you but to say about this episode?
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It was good.
Good, yeah. Nate Steel focus.
Yep. It's true. Brother. Brother Rangers. When was the last time we had Brother Rangers? Is that Ninja Storm?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, Levi and Aiden.
Oh. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah, Ninja Steel.
Duh. Yeah. All right, never mind. So we've had Brother Rangers before. But they didn't know they were brothers. Anyways, all right.
Actually, yeah. Brody and Levi.
Brody and Levi. Yes, old Levi Weston.
So it wasn't that long.
No, it hasn't been that long, but man, they didn't feel as related as Steel and Nate do. All right, well, cool. Awesome. What did you say? Well, you gave that episode a...
I gave it a 4.
You gave it a 4. Yeah, I'm just going to give it a... I'll give it a 4. Yeah. I feel generous. I'm a generous guy for Beast Morphers. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for part one of our Big Bad Branson Beast Morpher special. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I hope you tune into part two coming soon. And, yeah, I want to thank Slut Ranger for coming all the way out to the Ranger Bar.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming out to celebrate second Christmas and recording a good old podcast-a-rooski. Always a good time. Well, kids, you've been listening to WKRB in Lost Galaxy. As always, I'm Tyler Tanqueray, and good night, bitches.
See ya.
Ho!
All I ever do is clean, and them soap operas ain't darling.
Let's go, grandson.
Jamboree.